This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of the USA Prepares. Rich Stevens was, Rich, off air last night, you and I were chatting, and you said something that absolutely was brilliant. And I think we should share that with our class. And let me describe what we're talking about. We're talking about the economy. We're talking about people not having the same opportunities as we've had, those of us who are baby boomers. And here's the central point of the discussion. Many of us have been taught to believe that our home is our biggest investment. I'm not so sure our home is an investment. It's a place where we pour money in, but for me, it's a place where we live. Now, having a farm actually is an investment because it's a business. But people have been led to believe that their home is their biggest investment. So if they have a quarter of an acre or an eighth of an acre or half an acre or 1 acre, you know, they work on it, and they have that 30-year mortgage note, and they pay and pay and pay, and ultimately that note gets paid off if everything works out according to plan. Then they believe that that house that they bought 30 years ago for less Federal Reserve units is now worth more Federal Reserve units. But right now we have a huge problem. And that is, who's going to buy the houses 30 years later? And that goes right to the millennials. So now we have the millennials who are having a really tough time earning a living. They're living in the now rather than planning for the future. Not all of them, but many. And those are the ones who would be buying the homes that we have worked 30 years on to maintain, to pay for, and at some point, you know, we may want to sell them, move to a smaller place, downsize, something that's easier to maintain. The problem is, how are the millennials going to afford the houses that we thought we could sell when we bought ours, right? All of ours. Rich, did I say that accurately?
Yeah, but there's a lot of extenuating circumstances, like, for example, the increase in taxes, for property taxes, that have gone through the roof. And we've talked about this in great detail, how even the Department of Revenue in Montana had came over to my house and said that I had finished basement, two finished bathrooms, and all these different amenities, which I didn't, and I called them out on it, and they came out here, and even though they only reduced my property taxes by $195, and they committed fraud, and we called them out on it. This is what's happening all over America. So, and you know, I don't want to give too many kudos to the baby boomers either, because when you look at statistics, Vince, Americans age 65 to 74, I just mentioned this on the air a couple weeks ago, has seen a 204% surge in bankruptcy filings. So when you look at generation versus generation, there's not that much of an advantage, because the young generations have time leverage on their side where they can make up for lost time and the older people can't. Now, a lot of these reasons for prices going up on properties, on homes, is the cost of lumber. We're importing lumber from countries like Canada. When here in northwest Montana, we have lumber and timber literally being burned because Democrat policies have basically eliminated managing the forest, eliminated it. So what we need to do is go back in and harvest our healthy timber for lumber for our young people, and especially harvest our timber in Montana that's dead and that's acting like a fire accelerant, because especially with all this geoengineering and all this crap being dropped by planes, and now we have laser energy proof on video creating fires and torching homes and stuff like that. We need to reduce our fire hazards dramatically more than ever. And the powers that be over the last 10, 15 years actually, have basically eliminated forest management under the guise of environmentalism and political correctness. So I think there's a lot of blame to go around everywhere. But the first thing we need to do, I would like to see, because of the corruption and manipulation that we've had, I'd like to see an elimination of property taxes. If we eliminate property taxes, especially for older generations, there would be an incentive, a light at the end of the tunnel program, so people could buy the house, look at it as an investment. And I'm a big proponent, and Vince, we've talked about this to a blue in the face, I'm a big proponent of owning some acreage and not just living in the subdivision cookie cutter politically correct follower mentality where you got to pay for all you're consuming and all you have is a house on a little postage stamp lot. I would like to see people go back to more rural areas and grow gardens and have fruit trees and maybe manage their own forests and do things of that nature, raise animals, do things that give them skill sets. And we relearn the old 19th century skill sets, but dovetail them with 21st century technology. And off-grid living and having a solar array is one great example. Because we're teaching our children how to push buttons, manage paper, and be politically correct, and they have no skill sets. They come out of college with so much debt, losing leverage and especially time leverage on their gaining an asset because they have to rent for a few years instead of buying because they have so much debt, and they're not learning anything because 90% of the college degrees are worthless. And again, this comes to one of my ideas that I talked about to Ron Blue in the face about self-sufficiency preparedness schools. Everything about all the above that I just talked about and much more, plus creating a database of consumerism for people who are involved in this project, and we help each other out. Because the little guy, again, the bottom 93% of income earners, are losing so much ground. Vince?
You mentioned the self-sufficiency and preparedness schools.
Mm-hmm.
I got an email from one of our class who was interested in becoming more self-sufficient. They have a small amount of land in another state, and they saw things that were coming their way that just didn't feel right. Wildfires, water shortages, things like that. And they wanted to come to this area. And they sent me an email. You got a copy of it. You talked to them on the phone. How long did you talk to them, without being really specific and saying exactly who they are and what they were doing, but how long did you talk to them on the phone?
I'm going to totally shoot it from the hip. I didn't allocate the time. They were very nice people, and they really listened well. They had great questions, and they really wanted to make their life better for themselves and give themselves more options. But I think I talked to them probably, give or take, 2 hours. And again, I'm shooting from the hip. I didn't allocate the time or write it down or anything.
Sure.
But, you know, I'm guessing this somewhere in the neighborhood of a couple hours.
And I did the same thing. I talked to them for about 2 hours on the phone, and they said, you know, we're going to be coming to Missouri, and we want to take you to lunch. I thought, that's very nice. And we talked some more on the phone. I said, I'll tell you what. why don't you come to the farm and I'll show you what it takes. What it takes. So you were talking about a self-sufficiency and preparedness class. So you had one on the phone with them, independent from me. I had one on the phone, independent from you. And then they visited, and we spent from 11:01, you know, when I got off the air, till about 7 o'clock that night. And I said, you know, it'd be nice to grab a bite to eat. And our son was in the kitchen when they mentioned that. And he said, well, let me explain how it works. We go Dutch. We pay for our own food. And so we did. We went out, grabbed a simple dinner, and we talked some more. And they had to eat anyway, and we did too. So we decided to look at the big city, Lebanon, Missouri. And so we had an Italian meal there. And it was wonderful. But the point I'm trying to make is, can you? Yes, you can. You can make your lot better in life. Yes, you can learn how to farm. And I'm proof of that because I did not come from a lineage of farmers. My parents were not farmers. And I learned how to farm, you know, the hard way. By reading and by doing. And you can too. And, you know, if you think about it, if you have a house that has now appreciated to where it's worth $100,000 or $200,000 or $300,000, you can trade that. You can sell that and take that amount of Federal Reserve accounting unit dollars and buy a farm. But you need to do several things. And, you know, Rich and I are certainly willing to teach how to do that. And he's done it. The point is, he wants to have this school. I want to have this school, but there aren't very many students who are interested in learning how to do this. But yes, we can do it, and yes, we have done it. And the interesting thing is that this couple, close to my age, has decided that this is something they really want to do, and they're probably going to buy a property in Missouri within a close distance from us. That's what they want to do. I actually showed them a property. We walked it. We literally walked a quarter of a mile. No, actually, we actually walked a half a mile through it. So we walked from one end of it to another end, which is a mile hike, and we didn't leave the property. You know, walked to one end, turned around, and came back. 1 mile. And didn't leave the property. And they loved it. It's awesome. And there are plenty of them here. So if you think you're, you know, in addition to our village that's helpful to the village, give us a contact at instructor@usapreparis.com. We'll help you.
My name is Tiara, and I was suffering from hormonal imbalances since my early 20s. I never had a normal cycle and was at my wit's end trying to figure out how I could normalize my cycles. I heard about One World Way and was convinced that I had to give it a try. I started drinking the protein and noticed a change in my overall well-being with the first drink. I could not believe it. I finally felt normal again and finally had the energy to work out and hired a personal trainer. I drastically improved my diet and began an exercise regimen. I would drink the One World Way pre- and post-workout and noticed I was toning up. I recently competed in my first powerlifting competition and placed third. I've really come a long way, and I'm grateful to Stephen Hewer of Synergistic Nutrition and everyone that supports us on our journey to health and wellness.
One World Way is the real deal when it comes to whey protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325, or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call **1234. That's **1234. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the IRS collections process right now by calling **1234. When you call the Tax Defense Center, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate your back taxes, including penalties and interest. **1234. **1234 could save you thousands on your back taxes. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. It's your hard-earned money. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the call that could help you end the worry today. **1234. That's **1234. **1234. **1234.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
You know, class, a few of our engineers here at GCN are musicians. Nathan is a musician. He plays, during the week and at nights when he's not engineering for us. And John is also a musician. He plays bass guitar. And we were talking about music, and I asked him the question about what happened. What happened to music? You know, we had Chuck Berry, we had Ronettes, we had the Beatles, we had musicians that could sing, Beach Boys, musicians that could sing, write, play the musical instruments, perform, and they did it the hard way. They did it without the electronic augmentation. They did it without all of these computer enhancements and edits, and they really worked at their craft, and they were quite good. And now, with all of the technology that we have to make it easier, music is lousy. You can't understand the words. The words make no sense. There's little rhyming. It's horrible. I can't listen to it. I mean, I listen to it long enough to turn it off. That's it. I can't stand it. And, you know, we talked about that. And, maybe we can have John do a broadcast about that with me and maybe Nathan as well, and talk about what happened to music. But, Rich, do you agree that music has gotten marginal at best?
Oh, absolutely. Well, I came, the best music era, and I think it's in most movies, and that proves it, is probably the 60s, 70s, and early 80s, very early 80s. And, there's just not a lot of good music. unique voices. I like, I think Cher is a great musician or singer. I think ABBA, the two ladies from
Sweden, there's,
I think they're great.
There's a
great. There's just so many. Amy Stewart from the 70s. I'm trying to think of. There's so many great songs. And I think what the 60s, 70s, and early 80s had was uniqueness, and they had a beat. I'm into the beat, you know, Donna Summer type stuff. You know, I like the beat. I don't really care about the words, and I think a lot of today's musicians are being coerced some way. And again, conformity comes in many different ways, mostly bribery, but it can come through intimidation, shaming, threats, blackmail, blacklisting, etc. I think a lot of musicians are being coerced somehow by the powers that be to use music as a propaganda tool. And they it's used to sway public opinion and divide the American people. And I think that's happening in a lot of cases. Vince?
There's a band, and not all of them are still alive, and some absolutely brilliant musicians and singers got together, and they happen to all be male in this case: Roy Orbison, Jeff Lynne, Tom Petty, Bob Dylan, and George Harrison. And they just got together, and they called themselves the Traveling Wilburys, W-I-L-B-U-R-Y-S. And I found that name quite interesting. Like, what is a Wilbury? Well, it's because they made a mistake, and George Harrison said, "We'll bury it in the mix. We'll bury the mistake in the mix." You know, the final mix of the song. And so they call themselves the Traveling Wilburys, and they have a song called "End of the Line." And I was introduced to that song by John Stadtmiller. He happened to be playing that here at the farmhouse. It is absolutely captivating. So, class, if you just want to go to, if you haven't heard it, you can go to YouTube and you can type in Traveling Wilburys, W-I-L-B-U-R-Y-S. End of the Line is the name of the song. I think you'll find it absolutely fascinating. So that's an exception. That's an exception to the lousy music that is produced today. It wasn't produced, you know, this year, but recently. And it's quite excellent. But, you know, we're talking about some of the top musicians in the world. Bob Dylan, Tom Petty, George Harrison, Roy Orbison, top of the top. We'll be right back with Shivan.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call **1234. That's **1234. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the IRS collections process right now by calling **1234. When you call the Tax Defense Center, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate your back taxes, including penalties and interest. **1234. **1234 could save you thousands on your back taxes. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. It's your hard-earned money. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the call that could help you end the worry today. **1234. That's **1234. **1234. **1234.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Pope Francis now acknowledging that sexual abuse by priests was long ignored, kept quiet, or silenced. The Pope making the admission today in what the Vatican calls a letter to the people of God. It's his response to a Pennsylvania grand jury report on years of sexual abuse and cover-up in six of its dioceses, involving over 300 priests and over 1,000 children. President Trump's National Security Advisor John Bolton says Russia is trying to meddle in the 2018 midterm elections, but so are several other nations.
Well, I can say definitively that it's a sufficient national security concern about Chinese meddling, Iranian meddling, and North Korean meddling that we're taking steps to try and prevent it. So it's all four of those countries.
Bolton speaking there on ABC's This Week, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutriMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
All right, crew, let's get her done.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot
keys? Today, God, you're...
Take my...
When you go
to the
for 2 seconds
during the...
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Rich Evans with us. And class, if you want to get a chance to meet me, I'll be making a public appearance on Friday at the Cowan Civic Center in Lebanon, Missouri. Spelled Lebanon, L-E-B. Oh, Lebanon. Lebanon is how it's spelled. It's pronounced in the local vernacular as Lebanon. I'll be on stage talking about how I want to lower our electric bills. And it's an uphill fight. Absolutely uphill fight to convince people that they're in charge of this cooperative. They are the ones who get to vote for who they think will be interested in protecting them. They get to choose the board of directors every year. And there are 9 directors. They each serve for a 3-year term, so every year, 3 of them are up for re-election. And once they get elected, they don't want to leave. They don't want to leave. They want to stay there. And we have had nothing but rate increase after rate increase after rate increase after rate increase with these board of directors. And I want my electric bill lowered. And the only way I can do it is to get on the board of directors and make my case. Make my case and tell the board, look, you know, you can't kill the customer. You can't do what Sears did. You'll go out of business, except for the fact that the electric utility company is a monopoly. But you can't steal from your customers. You can't keep taking more and more and more. It's not necessary. There are other ways of reducing costs and waste. And I know how to do it. I'm selling electricity right now to the electric cooperative. Excess electricity that we have generated here on our farm. I'm selling it for 2.1 cents per kilowatt. The electric utility is taking that same electricity and selling it for 10 cents. 10 cents a kilowatt. And they do something that I think is just as unfair as could be. And that is they charge for the meter. But they don't call it that. They call it an access charge. An access charge. It's kind of like going to the gas station. And you decide that you want to get some gasoline for your vehicle. So you pull in, and the sign says $27 meter charge. And then you pay your $27. Now you can get gasoline at the price they want to sell it. But you have to pay to use the pump. Can you imagine? That's what it's like. Paying for the meter. Paying for them to tell you how much they're going to charge you. Rich?
Well, yeah, not to mention the fact that there's smart meter ill effects coming from that particular frequency and the lack of privacy and the high monthly bills that you get paid. And you basically, when you're with an electric company, they have a monopoly over you because there isn't competition in any given area. And this is why off-grid living is so important. And if you could teach your people under that in those counties how to live off-grid and maybe have classes and maybe have citizen review boards and maybe have public forums where people can actually speak for more than 2 minutes per person and not pretend it's for the public benefit but actually prove it's for the public benefit, and then more and more people sell the electricity, the amps, the voltage back to the electric company, and that makes a benefit by lowering the cost of the total electric cost to the people. And this little sidebar here, I don't know if it's just me or everybody that can hear you, but during the commercials, I hear everything you're saying. And I don't know if the rest of the country is hearing that or if it's just me, but I just wanted to mention that to you.
Yeah. John, my understanding is that if I'm talking to you off air, it's just you and me. Is that right? Yeah, that's correct. That's correct. So, yes, Rich, you can hear it because you are connected.
Okay.
But,
okay.
You know, when...
Okay, I just wanted to make sure you were aware, yeah. And that's good.
Mm-hmm.
No problem. Okay.
Yep. Okay. Sharon in Montana, welcome. You're on with Rich Sheban.
Yeah, good morning. I'm jumping back a few topics. I've been listening to you as I'm doing chores, so I couldn't call earlier. But when you were talking about people paying off their house and hopefully reselling it, I think a really sad thing that's happening now is people are getting reverse mortgages on all that investment in order to just sort of survive. And I've known quite a few older couples who have done that. And I just thought I'd point that out, that I think it's, you know, pretty sad that they can't live on whatever they set back for retirement, but feel compelled to basically use up all the equity they have in their house just to live. So, just a point.
Yes.
Good point.
Yes.
Good point,
sure. And when they're all, and when they're done, when the term of that contract is over, they have no house. They've turned that over in favor of getting, you know, monthly payments. You're absolutely right. And it's very, very sad that we got to this point.
Yeah, I mean, most people hope to leave a little something to their family, you know, and they'll be lucky if they can cover their burial expenses, you know. So, anyway, just that's all I wanted to mention.
Sharon, I've got a comment that's kind of apropos to what you're saying. Back in 1980, I was on an airplane, and I was flying from the East Coast to California. And I happened to sit next to this gal, and I didn't know her before we sat down, and we were talking about, you know, businesses and things, and she was a Californian and an entrepreneur. And she said to me, what would you rather do? Would you rather die owing a lot of money or die leaving a lot of money? I said, that's easy. If I had just those two choices, I'd rather not die. But if I had those two choices, I would rather die leaving a lot of money. And she indicated to me that I'm never going to make it as an entrepreneur, because entrepreneurs borrow lots of money from other people and they really don't care about the consequences. They just borrow money and they hope they're going to make it. They hope it's going to work. It's going to be the big thing. And you look at Elon Musk, he's burning through a fortune a day of other people's money, right? So what you're saying is very sad, that people are using the reverse mortgages and they're not thinking about the long term. And we have flipped. We have flipped from what my dad taught me was, you have to spend all your money. You can save some, because you don't know what the future is going to bring. And if you have a problem, you've got that cushion of your savings. And you can use that, you know, this is when I was like 10. And you can use that savings for the rough times. And he brought me to the bank where we opened my first savings account. And I got a chance to see, you know, $1 go in. I think he started the account with, maybe he gave me $5 or something. And we started that account. And then that was the seed that encouraged me to save more and more and more and more. And as I cut lawns and earned more money, my mom would drive me to the bank and I'd make the deposits and I could watch those digits grow at 5.25%. That's not the case today. You know, there's no incentive to save. But back then there was, in terms of interest. But you bring to the air a very, very important point. And in class, if you can avoid a reverse mortgage, you need to avoid a reverse mortgage. Rich?
Well, I'll tell you, I think a lot of people, and I'm not trying to be a proponent of reverse mortgages, but they're usually a last resort. And people are starting to read the tea leaves, because housing prices are at the highest they probably are going to be in a long time. Now, land, I think, is a different thing. I think bare land, I can offer the recreation, the garden site, the ability to raise animals and hunt and fish on it and grow fuel on it, et cetera, I think is going to be a whole different ballgame. But people see savings going down. They see us heading into another subprime catastrophe. We've been there with auto loans for quite some time. School loans are going through the roof, especially when 90% of the college degrees are worthless. We see less savings, more debt, less credit collapsing. I've talked about this in many different variations, including the flattening of the yield curves. We have more bureaucracy. We have CNN and mainstream media excuse me, and I was going to talk about that if we have time, promoting violence, more brainwashing, and the so-called anti-fascists who are fascist, lawyers are corrupt, judges are corrupt, politicians, bankers have sold out the bottom 93%. We have no burden of proof. It all depends on what group you're in. We have the elite and the powers that be creating the problems, manufacturing the reactions, and buying the solutions. We have no due process.
Yeah, so we want to encourage our class to vote.
My point is, Vince, that people see no light at the end of their tunnel, and this is why they're doing reverse politics.
Sharon, quick question for you. Do you know offhand what a typical acre, if you were to buy 10, 20, 30 acres in Montana is? Do you have a rough feel for that?
It depends where you're buying. If you're buying it right, like near the biggest town here, it'd be way expensive. If you're willing to drive a little bit, you probably could get a better deal. It depends if it has well, septic, and, you know, I mean, it's real variable, so I honestly couldn't tell you offhand.
You can get farm acreage around here, let's say 40 acres or 80 acres, for around $2,000 an acre. You can make your own mistakes, build your own house. Does that sound good or not to you?
It sounds like a lot better deal. Yeah.
Thank you so much.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old." My body has changed dramatically. I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single serving. Just give it a try.
One World Whey is derived from Amish, grass-pastured cows and is newly reformulated to be higher in protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Pro Pure Gravity Water Filters. Most tested, most trusted. The Pro One G2.0 all-in-one filter by Pro Pure removes and reduces up to 200 plus contaminants, including fluoride, lead, and more. There's no priming required, no add-on filter needed for fluoride reduction, and it's totally reusable. There's a size to fit most competitive brands of gravity water filter systems. Pro Pure Water Filters. When you don't know what's in your water, visit an authorized Pro Pure dealer or ProPureUSA.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, you know, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
standing up for what's right, helping out when things go wrong, raising our voices alone or together, seeking the truth and speaking our minds, not just making records, but breaking them, fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field, seeing the world through new eyes and the earth from miles above, redefining beauty, brains, and what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley. And showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
No whining, only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Well, I want to welcome Alex. Alex is our new USA Prepares engineer. He just got promoted. He just got promoted to USA Prepares. He's operating the board. He is 19 years old, and he is an accomplished musician playing since age 4. And he plays the piano, the 88s. Welcome, Alex. Thanks for engineering USA Prepares. Rich Sheeban, where do you want to go in the last segment?
Well, we only have a few minutes left, but, you mentioned, I'm going to paraphrase what you said, a few segments ago about how people are looking to get out of Dodge, leave the blue states, the high-tax states. We talk about this all the time. And try to control their own destiny because people, everything's so corrupt, they don't know where to go and what to do. Well, here's an example why. Pardon me. CNN is being accused of attempting to intimidate the Paul Manafort jury after the far-left cable channel and six other anti-Trump outlets requested the jurors' names and home addresses. You know, this stuff has been going on for years. You know, in 2013, CNN led a mob in a campaign to destroy the career of a local radio clown who was performing while wearing an Obama mask. In 2013, CNN broadcasted the Social Security number of George Zimmerman. Remember with the Trayvon Martin, the term self-defense.
Sure.
You know, basically they've legitimized, they're legitimizing violence right now against Trump supporters. So when people see all this stuff and they see there's no more burden of proof, there's no more due process, everything is so corrupt, Congress voting themselves after a full pension and benefit package after one term. You know, everything is for the gain of the elite, the personal gain of campaign contributions, lobbyists, special interests, PACs, government grants. Everything supersedes free market supply and demand and the little people. And the pork barrels, belly spending, the police state being militarized, with the FBI, CIA, NSA, DOJ basically sold out to the highest bidder. Antitrust monopolies, the too big to fail and too big to jail. You look at the big tech companies selling out the American people. You know, what are people supposed to do? What are people supposed to think? And this is why I always talk about the same rules, laws, and accountability for everybody. And that's with this kind of these hypocrisies, which I hate the word, and I would rather have practice what you preach laws. Here's another article right here, Vince. 2017 congressional candidate who ran on gun control platform in Georgia was arrested last week with a charge shooting the former manager of her political action committee, according to the police. You can't make this stuff up. 90% of the shooters are Democrats, for Pete's sakes. This is getting to be almost satirical. It's beyond ridiculous. 30-year-old Kelly Collins was the Democrat running for Georgia's 10th congressional seat. She pulled out of the race last year for personal reasons and was arrested last week on murder charges. Now, in all fairness, this was an August 13th article, so technically maybe not quite last week. But we're getting to the point where we have a totally separate set of rules, laws, and accountability based on what group you're in. I'll read the last paragraph. While running for Congress, Collins told Girls Really Rule. When your friends and family are depending on you to make ethical decisions, but it's okay to shoot people, that affect their lives for many years, a member of Congress should hold her or himself to a much higher standard than the bare minimum that many GOP members are currently using as a benchmark. Please, 90% of the shooters are Democrats. You know, practice with your preach laws. We need them. Someone in the White House has to step up instead of feathering their own frickin' nest. Vince?
I sound angry.
Maybe a little bit.
You know, Rich, you're talking, we only have a few seconds left. You know, we're talking about taxes. In 1962, my parents lived in an average house in this neighborhood in the East Coast. Taxes were $188. I just looked up what the average taxes in that neighborhood are today. $14,519. They went from $188 to $14,500.
Despicable.
Average annual real estate taxes. No kidding. Rich, thanks so much for being with us.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old. And for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.